Gaber and Shulchan Aruch says that we're mechuyev to fast on certain days. Hayom and Lestanis, yes, list. Tisha B'Av, Zayim Tammuz, Gimel Tishrei, Asar B'Tevis, Mepnei Dvarim Haroyim Shir Bahem. Because of the bad things that happened on them. So Mishnah Berurah brings down, says, Dvarim Royim, so he says on Asar B'Tevis, he says, So B'tevish Shabbos Samach Melech Bavel Nuchanetzah Roshal Yishalayim Ve'viyah B'matzor Matzoyik Mezenim Shachachub Nuchub came out from Asar B'tevish when Nuchanetzah was Samach Melech Bavel on Yishalayim. But the Mechaber later on says in Tav Kufpei, he says that there are other days that there are bad things that happened, and he lists like this. The Ches B'Tevis Nichtava Atoyu Vonis B'mei Tama HaMelech. In the days of Tama HaMelech, the Torah was written in Yevonis. Oya Choshech Ba'olam Gimel Yomim. And the world was filled with Choshech for 3 days. So that is Ches, Tes, and Yud. Darkness descended upon the world. V'tes Boy, on the 9th day of Teves, we don't know. It was not known what the tzara was. Mishnah Berurah brings down b'shem Megillas Tainis. I'm sorry, b'shem Slicha Shalonu, from our Slichas. Shemesh Ezra Sofer. Ezra Sofer died, and I heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro that Chomer Inyan is that Nevuah ended on Tess. Nevuah ended on Tess the Teves. Also heard from him, it's Kral Yodua today, that Chazal were hiding something else that happened on Tes B'Tevis. And in his words, a great Tuma was born into the world. He quoted from a Sefer, Kadman, he said that figured out the Meleus and Chaseiris till the year that, according to Chazal, Yesha Notzeri was born, and that was the day. Yerda Choshech La'olam, a tremendous Choshech came to the world yesterday on Tes B'Tevis. Light was extinguished. A great Tahara that was in this world was extinguished. Tahara that was a Yid who was born, Rav Moshe was born 82 years ago, achieved greatness. And although I don't think that I'm going to be doing a hesped today, I want to share with you my thoughts that came to me this morning. Hopefully arrange them in a way that will be something that you can take something home with you. So, the first apparent thing when you saw Rav Moshe was his goyness. You needed to talk to him for a moment. You needed to go to one shir of his, you saw his ga'oinus, his brilliance. He's a brilliant person. He's a gifted person. He would quote mila b'mila everywhere in the Torah without preparation. You would, in conversation, in shiurim, the questions came up, mila b'mila. They said that he was making the shiurim. The public shiurim, he used to give a shiur on Thursday night in Or Sameach. The Olam Dina that he was making the shiurim on the way up the stairs. He was so osuk in Torah, he just masadar the inyanim on the way up the stairs. The close Talmidim say that on him, that when he was talking in Divrei Chol, when he had a conversation with him, He was from those rare individuals who was able to be learning and being mevar sugya b'shas maisa. Although he was baki b'kol ha'Torah kula, this talmidim, I have a cousin who's a tremendous Baal Kishon who learned by him, a brisker young man, who learned by him in his kollel. And he said, you know, they used to go to his shurim in Lomdus. I heard Lomdus come out from here and there, but that wasn't zoicha for that. It was a baki and halacha. I had that opportunity to speak to him in halacha, learning a little bit. But the ikur koiches that he was known for and what he felt was his tachlis in this world was in the world of machshava. I think what you can describe what he did was he took the yesodis, the tremendous bekiyas he had in the svarim, the Sefer Hagra, the Maral, the Ramchal, and other svarim, and he put them together and farenfered them, and was put them, made them chativa achas. He made them work together. Absolutely a artist. If you had the schus of listening to his shiur, you know that he was an artist. And I will describe to you his style of his shiur, which was pretty consistent. And in minute number one of the shiur was 3-4 questions. Mamish, strong questions, pilek loyim. Those questions were not answered until minute 59 of the shiur. By minute 59, he asked the questions, he went to explore sugya, and then by the last moments of the shiur, al tzigven shon mavur, that the questions already answered themselves. But with a breathtaking performance. It was mamisha, an artist. These inyanim that he worked out at a very young age. A very young age. I'll bring you a raya. I made a cheshbon this morning. 19 years ago, I asked him, before I came to Denver, I asked him I'm going to be far away, I won't be able to listen to shiurim b'kviyas. This is before they had email. Before email was invented, and before Kol HaLashon was invented, and right, so you took with you your notebooks, and that's what you had. So I said, "What can I?" He says, "Here, I have a set of." I said, "What set of tapes should I listen to that you feel is very important that will be very good to me to listen?" He thought for a second. He said, "18 years ago, I made a set of tapes on Yud Gimel Ikrim. That's the set you should listen to." I said to him, 18 years ago, a long time ago. He said, today if I would give it, I'd be Mishana one Zach. Okay. So he was 45 years old at the time. Now for those of you who know who are past 45, you know that that's a young man. 45 years old, he had the Nyonim Arois. Already the Nyonim Arois. Now, as somebody who has the chutzpah to call himself a Talmud, I've been listening to him since I left Eretz Yisrael 18 years ago. Those set of tapes, other tapes, I have not seen a tremendous shinui. I'll go upon him what he's megala on the shiur. Of course, I've seen a shinui. The more I learn, the more I understand in what he's saying. One of his talmidim came out of the shiur, I remember shaking his head. He said, "State that Talmud Chacham is megala tefach mechasa tefachayim." Is megala tefach mechasa alpayim. Is mechasa tremendous amounts. A tremendous amount is covered. So the more that I learned, the more I realized what he was saying. I have not seen a shinui in his mahalach. This is something as a 45-year-old man, he already worked out his mahalach and in mahalach makshava, mahalach his worldview, his mahal halimud, tremendous. It's from this goinus exuded a certain yira from him. A certain yira. When you were in his presence, there was a yira. I once was on the bus with him. I took a I had an appointment with him. The appointment was that I was going to go from one of his kollelim that he had, and went from there to his house, and we went walked to Machne Yehuda Shuk. Machne Yehuda Shuk, we went on a bus, right? And there we were speaking, learning the whole way. So as he got onto the bus, I remember him standing in the front. He didn't move. He just stood there in the front holding his strap. People started to squirm in his presence. I remember two chayalot were sitting in the front seat. They're just looking at each other. They just got up and ran away. And then he sat down. And I sat down next to him. There was a certain yira that exuded. It was a tremendous masmid. Tremendous masmid. The Mishpocha says that he slept 2 hours a night. And people asked him, Talmidim also asked him, how do you do that? How is it possible to live? He said to them, you don't do it in one day. It takes decades. You cut a minute, and then you cut a minute, and you cut a minute, and up for 2 hours. The koichas, the hasmada, it wasn't only a gift that was given by the Rabbanu Shlomo, it was amelus and hasmada that he put into this. Chaval al da'avdin. What a terrible loss. What a terrible loss. The loss of the Torah that he, on a daily basis, gave multiple shiurim to all different crowds of different demographics. When I used to go to Eretz Yisrael, I when I come back from here, I used to have the opportunity, as they say, is to meet him up by the coastal, Vasikin. And then you're able to ask him and make up when you're going to have a meeting with him. And then he gave me his cell phone number, which he changed afterwards. It didn't work. But his phone number, you never, at home, you never could get through. But you had to know the tricks. So, I met him one time. Okay, forgot where I was going. The Torah that's what I was going to say. Yeah. So I used to go with him. I used to go with him, make a meeting to talk to him, speak to him in Eitzes, and some of them I have notes on until today. If I have time, I'll share some with you. But at the later years, I used to come, I said, Ich will nicht matriach sein der Rebbe. Torah hi velimad ani tzorech. Zog mir, when is the shiurim? Tell me when is the shiurim. I'm going to come, where, just tell me what's the list of shiurim that I come to. So he used to tell me this place, that place. You'll find out where it is. I asked him for addresses. You'll find out. Didn't want to deal with that. So he told me when. I went to these shiurim with such interesting demographics. Rosh Hashivas in their 60s, sitting around learning Torah Sanister, fresh Baal Tshuvas. His Baal Tshuva Talmidim from 40 years ago. Yeshiva light. He had such interesting demographics. And to everyone he spoke in their Lashon, in their Miftah also. Miftah, in the right accent. He had the right Yeshiva Hebrew, Yiddish, throw in a lot of English. He wouldn't speak publicly in English, although he spoke English. Chaval al da'avdin, the Torah, that he has impacted the Dari Daris. But I am sure that Achar Yistal Kusai, it will be even more a tremendous explosion of his Torah. I have no doubt. I've been saying this for years, not Achar Yistal Kusai. I said, from the shiurim that he's given, there is enough chomer to write a set as big as the set of the Maharals. From the shiurim, bigger. He's worked and refined things and worked things out. There's going to be a tremendous, when Shimshon Pinkus was nifter, there was a tremendous explosion of his limud haTorah. I have no doubt that this is going to become, it's going to become great and become. But the Kedushim will be no longer. Chaval al da'avdin is tefillah. My first impact with this yid was over 30 years ago in Chicago, 1985-86. His daughter was nifter that year. Is that am I right? Before? It was in Avelos in 83 or something like that. Rabbi Yaakov is a Talmud from Stanford. Oh, you missed him. It was, I guess, in the mid-80s, early 80s, I saw this yid for the first time. imposing, short man, tremendous glow, but his tefillah, he was down in front of him for Zecha Nishmas, his daughter, the year of his young daughter was Nifta. I've never seen such a thing in my life. He was speaking with the Rabbi Nishalayim. It was clear. And then afterwards, in Yerushalayim, had this chus of standing next to him during tefillah many times. At the Kaisel, the Sikin, and in my neighborhood, there was a Kaisel, he used to daven. He used to come there, and I used to learn the night seder. He used to give a shir there in the back. We daven Ma'ariv together. I daven Badafka, close to him, to see the tefillah that he's talking to the Rabbi Nishalayim. Chaval al da'avdim. That he cared so much for Klal Yisrael. This is a Yid living in Yerushalayim. He really cared about Yidden in France and in Russia and in America. He was very, very strongly believed. He told me, he says, you know what schus it is to be matzal? One Yid, doiri doiris. Just think about the doiri doiris from that Yid. One Yid. And at that time he said, and today you could do it. You could do it. It's possible to do. It could be mashpia and yidin. You can save them doiri doiris. He cared deeply about it. He was oisik with it very, very much. Chaval al da'avdin. I think his message, which we need to take, is the solution to a huge problem of Adar, probably the biggest problem of Adar. The biggest problem of Adar, if I may say, is we live in a Dar of Chitzonius. We live in a Dar of Chitzonius where the inside is hollow, and the Mela, we're starting to Loyalenu see things crumble. Loyalenu. If the inside is hollow, there's no pneumius, or there's weak pneumius, our whole communities can implode. And his message was pneumius. That was his message. His message, you learn his Yeshurim, you read Akiva Tatz's books, who writes over his Torahs, you listen to his Yeshurim, you learn with his Talmidim. His message was to everything in this world, there's depth, there's the hidden, there's pnimius, there's so much behind what you see. All your kashas is because you're mechus yudia. All the questions that we have is because we don't know enough, because we don't understand the pnimius. His message, without ever saying the word pnimius in his life, I don't know if I ever heard that word. That's what he was talking about the whole time. He taught us. That's what the biggest thing he taught me to look at is that you look at everything and dissect it, and inside there's worlds. He opened up to me worlds. Remember the first time I was there? So it was after the first bus bombing in Tel Aviv, and I was at the Shrachim. And a guy gives me a ride. He says, come with me to Rav Moshe tonight. Come. I heard of him. I said, Mishnah from here, not for me. Spooky stuff. Kabbalah, I don't know what they are. They're not for me. He said, come, he'll tell you what's going on, what's really happening. He'll tell you what's really happening. I tried to make an excuse. He took me. He gave me a ride there, ride back. You know, and I saw you get a ride. It's like the Baruch Hashem, you know. Ride there, ride back. I remember meeting a guy there. And he says to me, Schwab, you came? 1 week, you'll be like the rest of them. I was hooked for life. I saw that there's such a thing as pnim beyond what we could imagine. There's so much. There's so much beyond. I remember the first year. I remember it clearly. Yishmael and Esav, I understood. Amalek. I remember it clearly. There's a lot going on. The pnimius. This is the message that I think that although there's no more chidushim, there was so much more that he would have wanted to be Megala. Bikesh Yaakov legalis is a case. Mistalkum imeno shchina. There's so much more that he wanted to be megala that he could have been megala. There's so much. He was a minor scabber, just kept on going. But this message will perpetuate itself. This message is the chayra salvation to the problem of our door. Pnimius. There's insides deep in Yanim. Learn about things. Explore. Discover. It's all there. Hafochpa. It's deep. Kabal al da'avdin, the das kaira. When the Odom Godel strains his mind out through the lifetime of Limud HaKaira, his eitzes and practical things are tremendous. Shechina medaberes, right? His eitzes, poshut eitzes, how do you live your life? And he gave up a tremendous amount of time, his personal time, to be madrig people. At the schus of having somewhat of a shaykhus to him for that. I'll share with you a few things. A friend of mine, Zolder Zayn Gesund, came home one day, Ben Astarim. I lived across the street from him. He came home, Ben Astarim, and told his wife his ears are ringing. Well, go to Dr. Stein. Goes to Dr. Stein. Dr. Stein says, immediately get to the hospital. Went to the hospital, took a blood test, and Dr. Stein's diagnosis was correct. He had leukemia. Hashem, he's alive to tell the story 20 years later. He asked Rav Moshe, he says, what do I think when I'm going through these treatments? He went through stem cell experimental treatments. What do I think through chemotherapy and through all the whole next year and a half? What do I think? What aveira is it there to be mechaper on? Which aveira? What am I supposed to think that this is mechaper for my aveira? Rav Moshe told him with such chachma, it's unbelievable. He said, not for a second should you think that this is an einish. If you think that this is an einish, you'll break yourself and you won't survive. You have to put yourself in a different mindset. This is an Nisayan. Will you be able to withstand the Nisayan and the Kashi that Rabbi Shem is giving you? Will you come out of Maimon? Will you be strong? It's not an Oynish. It's an Nisayan. And this day we took this year, Yungaman, through this Machla. And gave him the Kaychas to survive very, very close calls. Numerous times. I remember I asked Rav Moshe, I asked him after the first year that I was listening to him, afraid to go over to him. I was pushing, he had such a yira. When you know a person is medactic and every understands and dissects and pulls apart every single word and everything that's going on in this world and every Maimon Chazal and has to understand a deeper understanding, you know that he's going to dissect you too. He's looking at you. He sees the premiums of you too. You know that. And you have a year up to go over to him. Finally mustered up the courage and I went over to him. One of the things I asked him was, I said, these inyanim are fascinating. Where do I learn about them? What do I do? Shall I learn Derech Hashem? Shall I learn Maral? Going on Mishlei? What shall I learn? He said to me, he says, Wednesday Ben Astarim, you're available? I said, I'll make myself available. He says, come to Noch Hashir. I said, I shouldn't learn another Sefer? Not yet. Come to another Shir. What he taught me was, in Inyone Machshavim Daf Havan Rebbe. You have to have a teacher. You have to have somebody to teach, otherwise you can be a wild card. And I've seen that too. You could just shoot from the hip. In these Inyone, you need a Chinuch. Come to another Shir. Come to another Shir. Then start learning. We established the kollel. This, I had a meeting with him before I went. I have mama's gems over here. We don't have enough time to share. I'll share with you a few. Before I came to Denver, I asked him a bunch of questions. But one thing sticks out I had a list of excuses, good excuses, why I shouldn't leave Yerushalayim. I had a lot of good excuses why I shouldn't leave Yerushalayim and come to Denver. And he looks at me and he drills a hole straight to my head, through my heart, and he says, "Nicht genug. Du hast nicht genug Terre zu rutschen." I said, "I should come up with more." He says, "Kol zeh, all of this is not an excuse. You have a chiyuv. Du kennst Tanfa Klai Yisrael, du musst Tanfa Klai Yisrael." I said, "But this, but that." Okay. Excuses are not excuses. Fascinating. The first thing that pops up, he says to me, "Hetzachayim." You have to know that your kailo is starting your kailo. Yeah, one thing is fascinating. I don't think he was ever in the community of kailo by then. I don't think so. He understood it so well. I mean, now I understand how well he understood it. He says one thing. He says, "Hetzachayim, dein kailo is nicht dein junge Leid seine nicht Lochstoppers." Your Yungalite are not hole pluggers. The Varakashis need somebody to be mashkich in the morning and thing. The school needs a substitute. They need somebody to shovel the sidewalk. That's not what Yungalite is for. Yungalite's job is to sit and learn. He says that the first and second seder is Dolzain Stark. He says, if it's not, it's a Chil Hashem. And if Kol Masha Kolo to Elis Lav Reichim, Hem Yu to Elis Lakihila. As much as the Kolo is a to Elis that you're going to light a steiging and learning, then it'll be a to Elis for the Kehila. You have to answer Maya Hanil Rabbonim. He says that's what your job is. Your job is to answer the question Maya Hanil Rabbonim. So, Chabasach, a lot of gems here, I guess I should share. One more thing. He said, when I told him, I says, "I'm not, ich bin nicht sicher," tell him, "I'm not sure that I'm completely lishma." So he said, "Nu as was?" I said, "I don't know. I'm not completely lishma." He says, "No, the geese is it's also a good thing." We had a whole mindset. I can't tell you right now. I said to him, "So you're saying 50-50 lishma is okay?" He says, "I feel a bit lishma is okay." That's what he's saying. Anyway, we have to. I could share with the Olam later some more gems over here. But Chaval al da'avdin, we lost a tremendous loss. And like Ramayshu with Darshan every year, Sarah B'Tavis. Yerach Tavis ma'oy l'kisi boy. Neslichus this morning. The month of Tavis is a month of pech. What a clap we received. On the day of Tess, B'teves, on the day of Ches B'teves, Ches Tess Yud, Yod HaChoshech Le'olam, Gimel Yomim. On the day of Tess, a tremendous tumah was noiled. On the day of Tess, a tremendous Or was extinguished. The Bnei Shalom should help that we should take the call and the message of his life, which was Pnimius, and grow that Pnimius inside of us. And herald that message of Pnimius. And Chaval al da'avdin, he spoke so much about the Gilas HaKeitz. He spoke so much about the Keitz, of the process of Ikvus of the Mashiach. Chaval al da'avdin, that we no longer have him to lead us and direct us in the final stages. Chaval al da'avdin, we need to perpetuate his message. And should be schus, and he should be a male tzirisha for all of us. Amen. What?